We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the end of the show. That's okay.
I'm white hot angry in the studio because there's an air conditioner that comes on in the background and it runs for an unknown amount of time and the studio is not soundproof correctly, so you can just hear in the background. If you ever listen to my other show, Our Dumb Podcast, you've heard me go on and on and on and on and on and on and on about it. Okay. Hi, and good morning. Welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. I say morning because that's when I'm recording it, but you're on internet time. You be you. We sum up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm in a terrible mood today. I'm Gregor. I'm host of mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and news and all kinds of dumb sports crap, and also the full 90 Extra Time podcast with the new episode later this week talking about that massive loss to Seattle, or Seattle suffered to Port. God, what is wrong with me? I'm losing it. Seattle lost to Portland. Fartland. That's what I prefer to call it. The Fartland Timbers. And it sucks. Luckily, I didn't make the trek all the way from Snohomish down there to see it in person, because that would have been mind-numbing. So angry. You never want a team that is 10th and 7 places back in the standings to come to town and beat you, especially when that team is your super rival. And there might be teams that are more important to beat later on in the season, both LA's, for instance. But the animosity towards Portland is crazy. I thought there was going to be an Antifa battle between Portland and Seattle. Who's got the best Antifa? Okay. Sorry, too much. That's too much. I don't know. I'm just, that was not the way to end my weekend. That and getting notified of unpaid bills. Oh, is it Sunday at 7 p.m.? That's what I want to find out. Why am I complaining so much? Everything's great. Just go put on a little band of horses and everything gets better, right? I hope you said right. Because if you said no, then I don't know what to tell you. At least we're the spot to be for people looking to do awesome stuff.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Lock your doors. We got a millennial problem. When it comes to cities that millennials are moving to, we are second behind only Portland here in Seattle. Young people heading west for opportunity. Oh no, grab your pitchforks. Let's blame the millennials. A study by a group called Haven found that Portland and Seattle are the top two destinations for young people in the workforce. Yeah, because it's awesome here. Also, it sounds like they might be coming here from Canada because hockey is blowing up at the same time. Coincidence? Perhaps? Ooh, my goodness, we're crashing a lot this year in our cars. Almost 100 serious or fatal collisions on the streets of Seattle in the first half of 2019. That's the highest numbers in like a decade. Side note, I want stats on the number of times someone has two-handed slapped the hood of a car in a crosswalk, because I bet you that number is off the chart! And finally, in his 10th and final year of eligibility, congrats to Seattle Mariners legend Edgar Martinez, forever part of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Or at least until the robots take over.
Robots are so awesome.
Yeah, but can they hit? Probably. They have some sort of like laser targeting system. Stupid robots.
You just got news.
I know a friend. He's my former vet, actually, for Chowder when she was teeny tiny. That's right, Chowder. He went to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and I wonder who he was seeing get inducted. Anyway, he went up to Cooperstown, Florida, wherever it was held, I assume there, and he didn't take one picture of anything Edgar Martinez related, and I'm so bummed. Oh well, that is how that goes. He loves the Cubs, I guess, so that's his thing. All right, there's this Mr. Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Is that what it's called? A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood? Yeah, Mr. Rogers, this is the new film. And Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers. And I can't think of anyone better. Mr. Bean could probably do it if you could get him to be serious. I don't know who you would get to try and take up that role, but Tom Hanks is effectively, at least fictionally, my Mr. Rogers now. He's just lovely. What a lovely human being. Anyway, he's playing the character. My only concern a little bit is he's got a little southern drawl and he's a little bit older, and I feel like he's playing Forrest Gump Sr. like AARP card carrying Forrest Gump in this. But is that such a bad thing? Forrest Gump was a nice guy, right? And he did a lot of great things, and he helped a lot of people feel real good. I haven't watched the documentary, have you? Because, not that you can answer that, because it's the internet, but I imagine that that's a real tearjerker. And I was telling my buddy Sean that I haven't watched it, because I don't need to either A, cry my way through an afternoon, because that is inevitably what would happen, or B, there's never really a time I want to recognize what a horrible person I am after what potential I had as a kiddo watching him, so. But hey, at least I'm ruining another human while we're at it. You go, space baby! That's not true. I take him to see airplanes all weekend. We saw so much of the Dreamlifter this weekend, which is cool up at Painfield. And then the show he wants to watch on TV is Brian Cox, Professor Brian Cox's Planets, which I got my hands on, through S... It was liberated from the internet for me. It debuts actually later this week on BBC America, but it came out on BBC Britain, I guess is what that is, British Broadcasting. And, it came out there like a couple months ago, and so I've been watching him, and he requests Planets now. And so we're like learning about Neptune, which he can kind of say, and then he mispronounces Jupiter, and so it's very fun. So I got to not beat myself up too bad, because at least I'm setting him up to be hilarious, I guess, or at least into space. I just want him to be good at math. That's what we're really going to push for. Neither his mom nor I are very good, so that could be very troublesome. There's a new Thor. People got mad about it. Well, that's dumb. I'm not exactly thrilled about who they cast, but it has nothing to do with... Well, you'll hear.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Natalie Portman will be the new Thor in the next installment of the Marvel series, and the internet, of course, had feelings. Lots of women were stoked to see Portman's revival in the series, picking up the hammer. Empowering women, cool. While other turds got mad about Hollywood being too PC. Yo, it's in the comic books, and thus canon, before this announcement even came down. Also, how much did they have to pay Portman to reprise her role? Ka-ching!
It's time for NASA news!
NASA are busy preparing a probe to visit one of the biggest blobs of rock in the entire asteroid belt. Psyche 16 is its name, which is thought to be a protoplanet worth $700 quintillion in gold and other precious metals. I don't even know what that number means. You want to get the White House on board for some funding? Just explain how many golden toilets that would make. And finally, scientists think that red wine, or at least the stuff found in it, could be the key to keeping astronauts from wasting away in space.
Go on.
In order to fend off muscle loss normally, space humans have to work out 2.5 hours per day? I'd rather be space wasted. I mean, until someone yaks red wine everywhere. But at least it would be in floating bubbles, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that's gonna be a negative on taking the ISS to late night Wendy's. NASA advises that you just get some sleep.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I can't wait for us to go back to space. I really can't. There's this other podcast called Gravity Assist, and it's the head scientist of NASA hosts it. And you can imagine he was alive for the Apollo mission, so at least 50 years old. He remembers it, so at least 55 years old. And the head scientist asks tons of questions, interviews cool people. One of the guys was talking about what the process is for Artemis, which I can't take seriously either because of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But anyway, side note. Artemis is the new project to get humans to the surface of the moon, and I have full-on moon fever. Don't worry, it doesn't make me vomit, exhausted mom. You don't have to worry about that.
End of the show. Going to the moon with the end of the show.
We are way over budget. We cannot do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.